you know? Just what part of A-hole don't you know?
You can't blame the woman and what she looks like for a man's actions.
And society should stop saying that women are kind of asking for it because they're dressed a certain way or look a certain way.
We still live in a patriarchal society. I mean, feminism has come quite far, but it's definitely not got far enough. So until we have a properly equal society, you're still going to get the woman blamed for just being a woman. And that's what this is. It's saying you don't have the power to wear what you want when you want, because if you wear certain things, we're going to treat you a certain way and we're going to judge you. I think we all just get very, very angry.
What's your going to shout today?
Wherever we go, yes means yes, no means no. That's one that I think a lot of people are
going to
chant.
Yes means yes and no means no. Wherever we go, yes means yes and no means no. Whatever we wear, wherever we go, yes means yes and no means no. Whatever we wear, wherever we go,
yes means anal, no means yes. Yes means anal, no means yes. Yes means anal.
Dette er lyden av menn som marsjerer på campus ved Yale University I Connecticut. De roper nei betyr ja, ja betyr analsex og roper ludder til kvinnelige studenter.
So many men don't feel like they are oppressing women. And they don't understand why women are angry. They don't understand what it's like to be a woman from the standpoint of these men. Women already have equality. And in fact, from the standpoint of these men, women already have more power, especially sexual power, because in our society, women are seen as more sexually desirable than men are. So here are all these men who are, you know, desperate for sex or feeling very lonely, and they see these women parading their sexuality, but not offering any to them. And that sexual frustration boils over into a kind of rage. Because there's this false sense that men have that they are somehow entitled to women's bodies, particularly when women's bodies are put on display. Now that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. And we don't need to have sympathy for that position. We can have sympathy for the struggles that men go through. And at the same time, we have to respond in the strongest and harshest possible terms to that sense of sexual entitlement that men have. I think that's absolutely appropriate. Because that's the root of the anger. Sexual entitlement.
Men deltok også I de mange sløttvåkene som ble arrangert I London. Flere I både høyhelte sko, boksershorts og netting. Mange av dem ga uttrykk for at de ikke bare var fornærmet, men også dypt frustrert over hvordan samfunnet avbildet og oppfattet dem som menn.
Like the imam in Australia said it was uncovered meat and you can't keep cats away from uncovered meat. We're not, like, we have control over ourselves. Most of us would not ever consider sexually assaulting or raping someone. So it's insulting, frankly, to us to say that because of what a woman wears, we somehow wouldn't be able to control ourselves. We can.
It is almost as insulting to men as it is to women that we're just portrays these brainless idiots that can only think of one thing.
There's a lot of men who are met up too.
I think it's great that a lot of men are showed up because often it's said that men can't fight for women's rights, that men don't care about this sort of thing. They do, and it just shows that men think this is ridiculous as well, that women keep getting blamed. So I'm really proud that there are loads of men here.
It's very painful for a lot of men to recognize how much the rest of the world expects them to fail, to be incompetent, to be a predator. One of the things that most men realize is that most women don't trust them, that most women are very suspicious of men they don't know well, and even those they do know well, assuming that sooner or later there's a sexualized agenda. And for many men, that gets very dispiriting because you realize that you are seen as a potential enemy all the time. It's not women's fault. Women are responding to their own experiences. You know, it's up to men to challenge other men on what it is they're doing that makes us have the reputation we have. We have this disastrous reputation as buffoons, as sex-crazed, and as unreliable. And yes, we have to challenge women to trust those among us who are good guys, but just as importantly, before we can ask women for their trust, we have to police each other. We have to challenge each other. We have to work together to transform the public image of manhood. And we do that by changing how we are in our real lives.